an dat test va an alaf. Fibar ada a boy kumi rabmona, mi miwak a chayeshaze. Who did he buy from? In other words, why don't we ask him? None of Yisrael, if he tells us that he bought it from a Yid, then demai, then it shall look like demai, because maybe the Yisrael that he bought it from, the guy is telling me this, that maybe the Yisrael that he bought it from was Ma'aseret, so we don't know for sure. But min ha'gai, but if the guy says he got it from another guy, so why should it be demai? It should be vadai, because it will be, according to the bottom, it says, even though we don't normally believe a guy, but will be neman lahachmir. When the only time we're not miming a guy is if it's going to be a kula in din. But if it's going to be a chumra in din, such as over here where he says he bought it from a guy, so let it be vadai. It shouldn't be a demai. That's the question is. So the answer is like this. Tifsar. So the answer must be shaya hataka guy of Yisrael, shaya hataka guy. The Yisrael v'goy mitaylon lefonav. The merchant is a guy, and there are Jewish suppliers and non-Jewish suppliers who were in front of him. And we know that he bought from both of these suppliers. And therefore, because he's not someone who's mitzuva in these mitzvahs, and it's for him to keep track of which payers came from which seller, would be an unreasonable thing to expect for him to have kept track of. Therefore, we won't believe him when he says this came from the guy. We just don't believe him. We don't believe he was able to keep such accurate records. Therefore, the halacha is in this case, this is the answer to the question, why if he tells us he bought it from a guy, is it not vadei tevel? The answer is because he has multiple suppliers, and therefore he doesn't keep track of it properly, and therefore it has a look like demai. That's the end of what we did yesterday, which we didn't know what we were talking about yesterday, but that's the pshat now. So now, Hesiv Rav Hoshea. So now, he has a question, I think. Let's see. It's against Rav Elazar. Yeah, this is against Rav Elazar. Hesiv Rav Hoshea. So he asked the following question. Again, Rav Elazar holds that if you buy it from a guy, it's going to be Vanai Tevel. We have a raya to Rabbi Yechon and Shita Tani. It says, this is a Mishnah, I think, in Kalim, right? In Kalim, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Lahusku, Rimuni, Bada Machatzir, Geva, Elishem, Misras, and Vani Bachamokan. Now, in footnote 12, it explains the following, that there are other Tanoim. These are rather large pomegranates and leek, whatever they are. Let's take the case of the pomegranate because that's easier to understand. In regards to Kalim, you'll see how it fits into the Kalim description. We know that when a Kali has a hole in the bottom of it, it becomes Star Militame. How big does that hole have to be? So if it's the size of a pomegranate, it's a significant size hole. It certainly is enough to be Matahirit. So some say that was what the reference was when these particular foods were mentioned. That's one Shita. Another Shita in the Tanoim is, it's talking about bittel, that since these are so chashiv, so they're not bottle because of their chashivas, right? And then Rabbi Yehuda responds to those tanoim, and that's the quote we have here. Rabbi Yehuda says, Loi huskuri money bottom of chatzir geva. Ella, the reason why they were mentioned was to tell us that these, because they are what? They are so chashiv that we know that they came from Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, b'chol makom, they're mesaser and vadai, they're for sure going to be chayav in maaseres. That's the context in which these foods were mentioned. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. So now we're going to go and examine what he meant. Manan kayon. So what are we talking about? Who is the seller, the way it says it over here? In b'lokach b'Yisrael, if the person's selling these rumonim, or is a yid, so bahadotinim vadai, then you're going to tell me that it's vadai? What do you mean it's vadai? Whenever you buy from a yid, it's never a vadai, because he may have taken the maizras. So that has to be demai, for sure. Elokei anan kayom, elokeach min agoy. So it must be, you didn't buy it from a Yisrael, you bought it from a goy. And nonetheless, it says what? The din is what? It'll be vadai in these cases. But if it will be other types of food, what would be the inference? If it was a different kind of food, it would be Dmai. Whose shita is that? That's Rabbi Yochanan's shita. According to Rabbi Lazar, when you buy things from a guy, it's Vadai Tevel. So we have a raya, a mishnah that proves Rabbi Yochanan's position. That's the raya. But other things besides these bad and geva things, Dmai, they would be Dmai, so that's like Rabbi Yochanan. So
you can assume that they're from Chutz Lars.
Right. You can assume they would be from Chutz Lars in that case. Right. That's correct. Just a second. It's just one thing I left out, I believe. Just one second. There's one more point here that I forgot to mention. Now, hold on a second. We're talking. No. Let me correct one small thing in terms of the deep. Not anywhere. We're talking these particular areas of Geva and Badon were inhabited by Kutum, and they were not, as we know, are not micronolith. They evil. They don't take off mitzvahs for other people. So it's dafka what? That's Vadai Tevel. But that's only these foods. But what about other foods from these same locations? It seems that they specified certain foods, but other foods would not have the halacha of what's that going to specify? The ones that are specified, what's the halacha? Hamas Ashen Vadai Bechomokom. Hold on 1 second.
Footnote 16,
buddy. Yeah, 1 second. I just want to back up a drop. I want to just take a look again at 13 to make sure I got this right, okay? Generally, produce from RFs is only as Dmai. Pomegranates of Badon and leeks of Geva are definite Tevel because they are populated by Kusim. Right. Now. On the bottom it says, the Mishnah adds, these pomegranates and leeks must be considered tevel, even if purchased outside Eretz Yisrael. They look different than other pomegranates. They therefore recognizably from Badon or Geva. So we know they're sourced from these locations. Okay, that's important. So you must tie them as definitely tevel, regardless of where they're purchased. Okay, that's a given. Now, okay, so let's keep going.
But only those foods,
let's see, specifically the pomegranates are treated, but other produce under the same circumstances. I don't understand something. Other produce under the same circumstances, that could have two implications. I guess we're not talking about, we don't mean under the same circumstances.
From the same, not from Kusia.
Not that the food comes from Geva. That's the part that got me mixed up. Yeah. So let's suppose it's the same kind of situation where it is what? A non-Jewish merchant. It's going to be Dmai in that case, correct? Right.
Because they're not as chashiv, so therefore there's a suffix whether they took it off. It's only the more chashiv ones that they won't take off.
No. It's not about Peshivas.
You're
going to
be billing it. We're talking about outside of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, it's going to be.
What's the reasons behind this? I'm losing it over here.
Because we know that those come specifically from an area of Kusim.
We're trying to bring proof to Rabbi Yochanan's Shita that what? Then Echad Goy and Echad Yisrael, it's going to have a look like Dmai. Why is it Dmai? Oh, because, all right, I keep forgetting that. Again, what's the matter with me? Rabbi Yochanan holds Rov Eretz Yisrael is Begad Yisrael. That's the underlying reason. I keep forgetting that. That's a basic Yisod. I'm a little slow today. I'm sorry. Right. So since Rov Yisrael is Begad Yisrael, it's very possible that it was Misasim by the farmer himself, because that's his Chiyuv. So therefore, if you buy it from the Goy, even though we know for sure the Goy wasn't Maseret, it still has a lock like the money. Okay, that's the Raya. Okay, sorry. So the answer is like this. Amar Shmuel by Yitzchok, B'vaday Anon Kayomin. We're dealing with what? Definite Tevel. All species are treated as definite tevel, which is Rabbi Elazar's position, but the Mishnah, which implies that most species are only treated as demai, that's not a problem. We're talking about a special case. This is a little funny thing, is where the government imposed a price limit on the Jew that he had to deliver these foods at the rock bottom price, at a government controlled price, in order to make it so that he would be able to not lose his pants on. So the Chachamim suspended Hilchas Demai for that person. He doesn't have to take off Maisers. Hold on a second. You're purchasing, let's see, Tiftar Shahayim Agronimus Godol. It was a powerful government official. Dochakal of Lius Mechabazul, he made him sell it cheap. Vehitiru lo limkar mocher tvolim. He let him sell produce that is tevel, meaning it's tevel vade. It's tevel vade. He allowed him to sell tevel without taking off any maestros. Right?
So the buyer has the
chiyuv
there?
Yes. Yes, and that's what it's going to say. It's going to say, the next page on 15b, Halokeach Yochash Latzman, Lokeach, if he knows this is the guy, you know, this is the situation, he has to take care of himself. So what's difficult about this, so let's just understand what the Gemara is trying to say, how it's being Daika the Raya, right? So we had a Raya, what? That in a similar situation where it was a non-Jew selling, then it would have halacha like demai. So what is Rav Elazar going to do with that? The teretz is, we're not talking about a case of a suffolk. We're talking about a case of a vadai. It's not. We're not even discussing a suffolk case here. This mishnah is like an outlier. This is a special case where the government official was forcing him to sell something at price. A low price, where the Chacham allowed him to sell it as tevel. So we know it's tevel. Now, it's one point you have to understand is that why, if that's the case, why is the government official only making him sell these particular two items? That seems like a little difficult. That seems like a stretch. You're coming and telling me that this brisa, which is this mishnah, is talking about the remote. What do they call them? The remone. Badon and Chatzer Geva, those are the only things the government official is making them sell cheaply. What kind of shot is that? So it says over here in footnote 1 on page 15b1 in the middle, it's unclear why this ruling should apply only to pomegranates of Badon and leeks of Geva. According to Rabbi Elazar, most of Eretz Yisrael is owned by non-Jews. Assume that no produce is taken by the farmer. So when he said the merchant is Jewish, the produce is demai, it's because we assume the merchant had taken the maizus. In a case where the government official is pressuring the merchant to sell cheaply, you assume that the merchant did not take the maizus. So if the merchant did not take the maizus, so there should be no demai, it should be tevel, even if you bought it from the Israel. So what's going on over here? So why does the Mishnah limit the ruling to these specific items only?
These were very expensive items, so maybe the government...
Unique because they're specialty items. That's what you have to say. So he was forced to sell them at a low price. He was sustained a particularly large loss. But the rabbis did not permit the merchant to sell other produce untithed, even if he was pressured to sell it cheaply, because the loss would not be so great. So that's a way around it. To me, this sounds like a dochik. But that's the only... Otherwise, you don't have no shot. It's a very important footnote. Okay. Now, Now you have to hulk up. We've got to go back to 14b again. On 14b, we mentioned that there was a brisa that was proof to Rabbi Elazar. And we said it was the case of the Tagar. Let's go back and just take a look at it, because that's what this next piece is going to go on. Go back to 14b. It says, Masnisa Masaya L'Rabbi Elazar. Hatagar B'chol Makom Demai. Okay? That the Tagar, a merchant, so it says over here in footnote 9 that there's two novelties here, right? But the main thing is the first one. The first one pertains to produce purchased in Eretz Yisrael. If it had been purchased from a non-Jew who was not a merchant, so if you would go to a regular person, a guy, and just buy it off him, so then it would be for sure tevel because it was Rav Kol Yisrael was in Biyad Akum, and he's an Akum, and he's assumed to not have taken any Maishas, so it's tevel across the board, it's tevel vadai. But because he's a Tagar, right, which means he's a merchant, which means he's getting produce from multiple sources, not just from Goyim, right? If the non-Jewish seller was a merchant, then it's tithe as the Mai, like we're going to say. Okay? Because he's getting suppliers who are both Jewish and non-Jewish. So therefore, it becomes a suffix. Now, the Gemara wants to know now, this is what the Gemara is going on, that Brisa. Ezehu HaTagar. That Tagar and that Brisa, what Tagar are we talking about? Kol Shehevi B'shon V'Shilesh. If he sold things once, twice, three times. In other words, he had to go through this. You know, if you sell your used car, you're not a used car dealer. You know, you're a private person selling a used car. If the next car you buy, you sell, then you're getting warm. You do it three times, you're a dealer. That's basically what the Gemara is saying, right? Maryland. What?
Four times in Maryland.
Four times in Maryland, yeah. Okay. Let's see. The point is, what's the difference between a tiger and not a tiger? One who sells so often on market is likely to be selling produce grown by others. That's the main point here. If you're a tiger, you're getting supplied by other people who they themselves are growing it. So therefore, you have a variety of places, and therefore, it might be demai, okay? Rabbi Yehuda Boy, so now we have some questions about this. Hey, Bishloshim Mason Ka'achas, if you bought three loads of produce at one time, so Ein Zeh Tagar, this person is not presumed to be a merchant. Just because you had a large amount, but the fact is you're selling it all at once. Is this a statement? I think it says Boi. He presented the following ruling. Right. Sometimes Boi is a question, but here he I think it says
it's clarification.
It's a clarification. He's clarifying this, right?
Yeah.
So Zahar Zeh, but if he did it three times, then Tagar, he's a merchant. Rabbi Yehuda Boi, and then this one he translates as inquired. It's hard to know when to know that it's inquired and when to a presentation.
Just says the first one also is a question, and just the Gemara, it's not the Gemara that's answering it.
What's that?
Nehemoja says that the first line
is also a question? Yeah.
That it's not the Gemara's answer.
All right. So now he asks, Lemafreyo hu nasa tagar, does he become a merchant retroactively? And Mikan Lava. Or going forward. Now, this is a very important question, right? Remember, the difference is between whether you're a tiger or not a tiger, is if you're not a tiger, then it's Misasar Vadai. If he's a tiger, then it becomes Demai. This is in the Shita of Rabbi Elazar again, remember? Rabbi Elazar holds, if you buy it from a guy, it's Vadai Tevel, but if it's a tiger, then it's going to be Demai. So now, the Gemara says, when he becomes a tiger, does that work Lamafreya. So it turns out that the stuff I bought from, like the first time he was selling, I bought it, I was one of his first customers. So that produce that I bought, later on when he becomes Tagar status, does it change from needing Vadai Meiser to being Sofik Meiser or Demai? That's the question. Manafkat Benehun, what's the practical difference? Bob Vahiskin, the difference is if you rectified it, right? After he was deemed a merchant from the third load, from the earlier loads, right? So the first loads, right? First loads were Vadai, and then the subsequent loads were Suffolk. So if is can you be ma'aser the earlier load on the later load, and vice versa, right? In tamer mikana lahaba ein ma'aser zalzet. If it's only from that point forward, you can't take the earlier one purchases and take them as ma'aser on the later purchases, right? And if it's the other way around, then you could. And the matter is left unresolved. Rav Mona Boi, next question. If you bought three loads simultaneously, but they were bought by three separate people, who of no Paulo, he himself, his son, and his worker, can the loads be combined as three loads at one time, in which case he's not really a merchant? Or is it like three trips? In other words, Lamaisa, is he just doing like a little bit of a kanunya here, trying to use his family to make it multiple transactions? Or maybe not. Rav Yonah Boi tries to answer the question. Says, Svino Habo Mi Romi, if you have a ship coming from Rome filled with produce, Kama Minim Yeshba. And there are many types of produce on this ship, at Ra, Isa Kilo Afad. You view the entire ship as only one shipment with regard to the shipper being a merchant because it's all shipped at the same time. So similarly, in the case of a seller, his son, his worker, and all that should be counted. It's just one shipment because they all brought it at the same time. Finally, the final statement is Haperis Lahilcha Bahem Loyach Areyach. Let's see, we said that the Mai applies only to produce grown in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, how do you know where something is grown? So I guess they could smell it, you know. Haperis Lahilcha Bahem Loyach Areyach. You couldn't follow the smell to know the origin. Lo achar man, or the parents, lo achar hatam, the taste, lo achar dam, not after the price. El achar harov, you go after the majority of where this produce comes from. Rav Yaakov Aracha, b'shem Rav Yekanon, mahaya yayin, if it's wine, can go chodesh v'yayin yoshin, like new wine or old wine. Then hilcha b'achar hatam, then they allowed you to go after the taste, because aged wine from Eretz Yisrael has a specific type of taste, which is not a suffix at all. In other words, the problem with the taste and the smell is that they are, it doesn't have its own distinguishable taste and smell from a specific location, but rather the problem is that they are so close that even though they may be different, but we can't rely on you having that fine a palate to know that difference. But when it comes to wine, it is so different that there we will rely on your taste to find old wine versus new wine. Okay, I'm good.